Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Laubscher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Laubscher. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. In today's show, I'm going to talk about how to leverage assets to build wealth like a ninja. And this topic that I'm going to share with you today is a topic that I shared as a keynote speaker at the Real Estate Hackers Conference that was recently held in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Fantastic community. Chad Gallagher and his team put on a phenomenal conference live, which was interesting. I never knew what it would be like once we go back live, but they did a great job. This was their first conference. They've had this in the works for a while. And then, of course, 2020 came and pulled the rug from underneath everyone. And they had to postpone and just push this out another year. Well, they eventually had it. It was a great success. So congratulations to Chad and his team. I've had Chad on the show, by the way. Just go to cashflowninja.com, type in Chad Gallagher. He talks a lot about technology and technology disruption in real estate, which is pretty exciting. And what I had shared with him and his audience was that when you think about disruption, you think usually of, let's use a example of chess. You think of one chess piece disrupting another chess piece, one business coming into the space or a newly created business and disrupting all the other businesses, and or being the innovative leader in a space. But I've got to say, what I am seeing isn't just disruption. It's not just technology and innovative disruption at the moment. We are essentially throwing out the old chessboard and bringing in and redesigning a new chessboard. So it's just not one piece of, you know, one chess piece disrupting another chess piece. We've got a new chessboard with a new game, with new rules when it comes to money and wealth. And I've shared before already on the show how the environment is completely different. Completely different. We are living in a new world, in a new environment, and most people haven't even realized that. And unfortunately, most people will be left behind. We're going in, I mean, the world is going to look like a Hunger Games society eventually, where you're going to have folks that are uber wealthy, multimillionaires and billionaires, and you're going to have the masses out there that live in poverty. Unfortunately, because knowledge isn't equally spread out across the populations, and most people don't have access to information that I'm sharing with you right now. Most people don't know the environment has changed. Most people don't know the game of money has changed completely. So if you're still operating in your environment as you've operated for the last 5, 10, 15, and 20 years, you're toast. If you're still doing things the same way that you've always been doing them, you're toast. New environment, new game. The folks that know this will position themselves to not only survive the chaos, the uncertainty, the craziness that's coming. We are in the eye of the storm, as I have shared on the show before. The storm is coming. And when that storm hits, there are folks that are going to capitalize on opportunities because they see it. They've known for a while that they're in the eye of the storm. They know the environment's changed. There's a new game, and there's folks that are just going to be left behind. And we will have a Hunger Games society because of that. That's where it's going. Unfortunately, and the perfect storm is hitting. The perfect storm. We have so many things that is hitting us simultaneously. And that's why it's going to be so hard for a lot of people to figure out what's going on. So here's the first thing that's hitting you. You're in the fourth industrial revolution. Internet of things, 5G, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, robotics, you name it. It's here. It's not coming. It's here. The robots are here. They're testing robotic police dogs in certain parts of the world, if you haven't seen that on the news. The world that you're going to see is going to be completely different. The fourth industrial revolution is here. You cannot do the same things over and over and expect different results or the same results in the fourth industrial revolution. The chessboard has changed. The game has changed. We're back to a skill-based economy. We are no longer in an employment economy or a jobs economy. People are not going to be paid to look busy. You're going to need a skill to actually do something of value for the marketplace, or you're going to get crushed. It's the hard reality, but that's the reality. If you want to know the truth, that's why you're here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the show and listening to me. We're back to a skill-based economy, not a jobs economy. If you're going to go to school, get good grades, try to go to college, which college is not even going to be a thing anymore. It's already done. We're just looking for the world to make it official, as with most industries that collapse, right? Most insiders already know when an industry's done. It just becomes official a couple of years later. That's where college is at. But let's just say you go to college. What are you going to study? Marketing? Business management? What are you going to study? Could you still find a skill? Yeah, you could still become a doctor, an accountant, an engineer. There's still certain areas where you can learn a skill. That's what you should do if you still want to go the college route. But otherwise, it's a waste of time. You're going to learn more online for free than you will ever learn at a college. You might not learn how to party and drink a lot of beer, as most folks learn in college, but you're going to learn other skills that are online. We're also in the midst of the Great Reset. So you have the Fourth Industrial Revolution, you have the Great Reset. And the folks at Davos, Klaus Schwab and his buddies, are really, really motivated to follow through with this Great Reset. That's why, at the time of recording, South Africa went into lockdown. Australia's gone into lockdown. The UK is still in lockdown. I mean, a very big part of the world is still locked down in some way, shape, or form. And the goal of lockdowns is to destroy self-reliance and independence. It's not because of a virus. The goal of lockdowns is to destroy self-reliance and independence. So they're very motivated to follow through on this Great Reset. You're going to get variant after variant after variant after variant after variant. And the goal of that is lockdowns. And the goal of lockdowns is to destroy self-reliance, independence. There's a lot of small businesses that have to be completely destroyed so that only the big survived. If it was about a virus, you wouldn't have kept the big companies open and shut down all of their competitors, the small businesses, right? So let's just be adults about this. So that's the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab and his buddies are very, 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 very set on following through with this. And they have a very different vision for the world that you currently have for yourself and your family. One of the quotes from their marketing pieces is, in 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy. So they have a very different view on what the world looks like in a couple of years than you do. Another thing that's coming out is the Greatest Depression. The time which we're living in right now, I believe, will be known as the Greatest Depression of the 2020s. Again, because we're going to have the Hunger Games society. We're going to have a lot of multimillionaires, millionaires, and billionaires, and you're going to have the masses that are living in poverty because they are just not seeing what's happening, and they're actually being lied to and misled and misinformed by the fake news, sock puppet, CIA intelligence media. So they're misled. Everything that they're being fed that's good for them is actually the complete opposite. It's completely inverse, and they don't have access to the information that could empower them and their families. So that's why you're going to have this big discrepancy. If that hypothesis was wrong, then why did we have more billionaires than ever created in 2020? That's a sign of things to come, folks. There was a massive wealth transfer that happened in 2020. It's still happening. It's going to continue to happen. As they shut down large parts of the world, you're going to see more and more wealth centered with the very few, and have it taken away from the very, very many. That's the political environment that you're operating in. It's not left or right or donkey or elephant in the United States or whatever in the country that you're living in. It's the elites against we, the little people. That's where this is going. We are also amidst the fourth turning. Talk about a perfect storm. Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Great Reset. The Greatest Depression of the 2020s. The Fourth Turning, a book that you should read. It's available on Amazon, but essentially it talks about cycles, and we are just part of another cycle. 80 years ago was the Second World War. 80 years before that was the American Civil War. 80 years before that was the American Revolution. And by the way, there was revolutionary movements all across the world, right? The French Revolution didn't happen that long after the revolution happened in the United States. So you have cycles that is happening right now, the fourth turning being one of them. So there's a lot of things happening simultaneously. I mean, I could go on and on about this. We could talk economic cycles, market cycles. We could talk about the money system of the world, which is in the process of resetting and collapsing, right? The money system, for example, you know, over the last 100 years in 1913, the Federal Reserve came in. And there was, the Federal Reserve was created. The U.S. entered World War I not shortly thereafter. 1944, after the Second World War at Bretton Woods, the Bretton Woods Agreement was signed. The U.S. dollar became the reserve currency of the world, and it was backed by gold. Everyone else could convert their currencies to dollars and then convert it to gold. In 1971, the U.S. was bankrupt, and Richard Nixon closed the gold window. So you could no longer convert the currency of your country for dollars and convert those dollars into gold. We became a world that was now put on the fiat currency system, which happened in 1971, and we're in the process of going through another monetary reset. So there's so many things happening simultaneously, and that's why a lot of people are confused. That's why a lot of people don't see what's coming, because there are so many different things happening simultaneously for the first time in a long time. Now, has the world gone through changes before? Of course it has. Of course it has. Just not at the speed at which it's currently happening. We went from the agricultural age to the industrial age. Massive, massive turn and a shift in the world, but it happened slowly over time, right? Things are happening so quickly right now at a speed and pace which the world has never, ever seen before. So with all of this said, it's important, right, to understand what you are looking to achieve in this craziness. What's your goal? What's brought you to listen to this podcast? Why do you follow the Cashflow Ninja? Why do you listen to all of our episodes? It's important. It's very important to understand, because if your goal is to be on the right side of the largest transfer of wealth in human history, you're in the right place. There's certain things that you can do if you want to protect what you have and generate more wealth. You are in the right place. But it's important to know what you're doing and why you're doing it with everything in life, because your time is your most valuable resource. And that's why I always start and finish my show with that. And I mean that. And I say that to drive that point home. So why are you listening? Why are you investing in yourself? Why are you studying? Why are you reading? And deep down, the reason why folks are doing things is freedom. People are listening to our show. People are investing in themselves and their families. They are investing. They are trading. They are real estate investors. The reason why they're doing this is freedom. And I have to say, it's very important right now to really, really, really be very clear what freedom means to you, because the world's going to change very, very quickly and rapidly in the coming months. It's going to be chaotic. You're going to see stuff that you haven't seen before. You think that, the lockdowns and the draconian things that governments are doing right now is bad. If you pick up a history book, you know what's coming and you know what's ahead. This isn't something that goes away. When you give governments power, they hold on to it for dear life. And they will try to increase that power as much as they can. You know, look at taxes. There was really no taxes in the United States until 1913, the creation of the Federal Reserve Act and the Federal Reserve Bank. And then all of a sudden, look where we are today. Incrementally, boom, 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 boom. Now it's a big thing. You have to pay taxes. You didn't even pay taxes before then, right? So they're going to hold on to power. They're going to increase their power. It's coming to your doorstep, is what I'm saying. So you have to understand what freedom means to you, what freedom means to your family, and also what you're working towards. Because, you know, I see a lot of folks and a lot of investors and business folks and entrepreneurs that were very big on social media. And then all of a sudden, for the past 18 months, they've hid under their bed with a mask on, right? Are you a free person if you're doing that? I don't think so. So freedom for me means to be self-reliant, independent, taking care of myself and my family, living life on my terms, doing what is best for myself and my family, right? And I allow the freedom, and I want the freedom for every single other individual on this planet to do the same thing, to do what is best for you and your family, and I respect you for doing that. If most people do that, if everyone gets an opportunity to do that, what is in their best interest and making decisions which is best for themselves and their family, guess what? You're going to see alignment of a lot of interests, and you're going to see a fantastic market develop because of that. Because if you allow freedom and allow people to be free, it is unlimited the amazing things that will start to happen in a commune, in your household, in a community, and into a larger extent, cities and towns and states and provinces and countries, right? Just if you read about the history of the United States and the freedoms that it allowed, you will not be surprised at why this was the economic engine on the planet. So freedom to decide what is best for you and for your family, freedom of money, freedom of time, freedom of relationships, and freedom of purpose. That's what a free human being means, having the ability to pursue all of that. You know, we focus a lot on money on the show, but we also talk a lot about other things because money allows you to be self-reliant, independent, and a free human being in other areas, right? And it allows you to be able to really, really take care of yourself in other areas. So think it's not important. What if you need surgery and there's a big bill due, right? Well, you want the best doctor and the best hospital. So essentially you want to be able to, to be able to afford that. Money plays a big role in that, folks. A very, very big role in that. So that's essentially, what's your goal? What do you want? Deep down, it's freedom. What does freedom mean to you? It means something different to everyone, but really understand what freedom means to you, because it's going to be very, very important to know who you are, what you stand for, what you stand against for, what's your values, what's your principles, and what is your definition of freedom. Because, you know, there's a book, Harry Brown wrote a book, How to Live Free in an Unfree World. We are living in a very unfree world right now. Regardless of where you are, there's a global, I wouldn't call it a revolution. Coup d'etat, more is the word. So it doesn't really matter where you are in the world. It's the same folks that are basically in power. But essentially, there are going to be opportunities for you to love your freedom and love your legacy. And you need to understand what it is and how to live it. Some strategies to share with you that are actually things that you can do to be on the right side of this is strategy number one is understand and navigate the new environment. You have to understand what the new environment is and how to navigate the new environment. So you need the right paradigm, worldview, frameworks, and models. Strategy number two, understand the game and the players. The game has changed. The players, more or less the same, but they can operate differently. Strategy number three, create a strategy, build systems, processes, vehicles, and tactics. Strategy number four, own the business, hold hard assets, and be the bank. Strategy number five, take your freedom and intentionally design your life to spec. Powerful stuff. Let's start with understand and navigate the new environment. I've shared the reset framework on the show anymore, so I'm just going to quickly go through it. By the way, this framework is a framework that we cover every Friday on a live Q&A call for my program members in the Cashflow Core Builder program. You could still sign up for that program. It's open at cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E, cashflowninja.com/C-O-R-E. There's 40 hours of content in there. We show you how to become a better investor, help you create a strategy, also show you vehicles and tactics, like how to basically set up your own family office, and there's an entire week of crypto. cashflowninja.com/C-O-R-E. But essentially, the reset framework, the first part of it is money. The money system is changing, as I shared already. Central bank digital currencies is coming. It's a thing. It's here. Already been tested at MIT, already trialed in China. It's coming. It's based on AI. And it's not going to be fun, by the way. You need a plan for that. And why is it not going to be fun? Well, they are already now sharing how through the artificial intelligence, which this money is based on, it's not cryptography like crypto, but they're already sharing that they will tell you what you're allowed to spend your money on or not, because the government's going to give you it directly through universal basic income, which is another part of their agenda. So you're going to get your digital dollar or your euro or your yuan or your South African rand wallet. The government's going to deposit money in that for you, and it's going to be coded in a certain way that it can only be used, let's just say, for essentials. And then sometimes they could say you have to spend, you know, $500, what they're giving you, within the next 24 hours, otherwise you lose it, to stimulate the economy. That's coming. Banking. You know, the banks will be sacrificial lambs. As I've already mentioned in my worldview, the banks that will survive are deep dark state banks. And those are the banks currently offering custodial services already within the crypto. Debt market, there could be a massive implosion of the biggest market, which is debt out there. In the reset, there will be a debt reset. So you got to be aware and keep your eyes on that. Markets, you need to understand what's going on. What's going on in the equity markets, the debt markets, the crypto markets, the gold and silver markets, the forex markets, and why is it happening? What's going on in the economy? What are some of the trends in the economy? One of the big trends at the time of recording is this universal basic income, which they've now dubbed enhanced unemployment benefits in the United States. But essentially, people are being paid to not work and stay at home. Very hard for people to hire people at the moment, because essentially they get paid unemployment benefits, which comes to run about $16 an hour. So now private businesses and employers are competing with the government. And these most folks are now getting paid to sit at home, watch Netflix and chill. And there's a ton of jobs available. So you've even had governors in Republican states in the United States, not that it's a Republican or a Democrat thing, but in most Republican states, governors have decided to not allow these benefits anymore to get people to go back to work. And it's actually starting to create this polarization in between states and the split, where in some states, yeah, there's jobs and people are starting to fill them. But in other states, the blue states, they're not being filled because people are being paid to stay at home. I was actually at a theme park with my children, and there was one guy operating two rides, running back and forth between the two of them. And I was jokingly saying to him, you know, a bunch of people must have called in sick today, huh? Ha, 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 ha. And he said, no, we can't find anyone to work. So there's jobs available. People just don't, you know, they're not coming to work. So that's the universal basic income, essentially, because the governments want you dependent. They want you at home receiving your universal basic income checks, and they will have complete control of your entire life by doing that. So that's one of the agendas that drives it, but that's going on in the economy right now. Political. As I said, it's not left, right, donkey, or elephant. It's elites versus the little people. We the little people. Business. What's going on in business? What type of businesses are thriving? Where's the opportunity for business? How are businesses structuring themselves? Real estate. What's happening in real estate markets? What's single family, multifamily, short-term rentals, longer-term rentals? What's going on in different real estate niches? It's important to understand what's going on in that environment. At the time of recording, we're in the mania phase. You have like a boom phase. We're in mania. There's almost no supply of houses, and a massive demand for them. And you're now competing with BlackRock, and pension funds coming in and buying single family houses. So there's it's just crazy what's happening in some real estate markets. Education. Very important to understand what's going on there. College bust is coming. You heard it here on the show first. There's going to be a massive crash in colleges. That's not going to be a thing anymore. Health. What's happening with health? Huge battle going on with health, right? Health freedom is a huge trend, obviously, right now at the time of recording. Food. Massive infrastructure hacks happening. There's going to be food shortages because supply chains have been disrupted by either lockdowns or by hacks. In the U.S., we had the Colonial Pipeline that was down, and we also had JBS, which is one of the biggest meat distributors in the world that was hacked, right? Society, what's happening in society? Polarization. They want us to hate each other. In case you haven't noticed, don't fall for it. They want us all to hate each other. And then you have the control structure. So that's just a framework to navigate the new environment. I do an hour and a half talking about what's going on exactly and breaking down our new environment in the Cashflow Core Builder program for program members. What's going to happen in the economy too, or in this new environment? Is this going to be inflationary? Is it going to be deflationary? Are we going to have a growing and a booming and a mania economy, or will we have an economic crash or an economic depression or recession? It's important to understand that and have a strategy for four scenarios. Anything that comes your way, you need to be prepared. Because anything and everything will happen. We don't know. It's a storm where so many things are happening and hitting simultaneously. Anything and everything will happen and could happen. You need to be prepared as an investor. By the way, that's what the professionals are doing. That's what the best investors are doing. They are planning for anything and everything to happen. You need to understand the game and the players. And I'll give you a snapshot of the game. And I dive into this. It's almost 2 hours of content where I share the game of money and wealth in the Cashflow Core Builder program. But here's a snapshot. The Cantillon effect is a very, very good way of explaining this. So the Cantillon effect is as follows. Money is not equally distributed in any economy. Money, when it goes into the economy through the expansion of the money supply by a central bank, doesn't get to everyone at the same time. That's not how it works, right? So let's just use the United States. In 2020, 25% of all dollars in the history of the dollar was created in 2020. That 25% of monetary expansion and the money went out into the economy. Well, where did it go? Well, it went to the banks first. And then it went to the big corporations tied to the bank. It went to all the insiders, the folks that are standing around the trough where the money is going in first, right? So you've got banks, corporations, institutions, hedge funds, family offices. All these people get to the money first. So what do they do with it? They position it in assets. And by the way, they leverage the new money to get new money with debt. Let's just use real estate, for example. They could take that money, go buy real estate and get a loan with the money that they got for basically 0% interest or at a very low interest rate, combine it with more money. So they get the money first. They invest in hard assets, which will appreciate in value. They get to leverage debt. They leverage cash flow and the appreciation of the asset They leverage the tax code because they invest in a manner in which they could basically legally pay zero taxes. And then they benefit from inflation, asset inflation. So inflation is the expansion of the money supply. When eventually the assets go up, they benefit from it. And that's how the rich get richer and richer and richer. And then the money start to circulate through the economy. So it goes to the middle class because they get paid by the corporations or their employees of the banks and so forth. They get it. What do? They buy a house or pay for their mortgages, their student loan debt, their cars. Maybe they buy a second vacation home. Maybe they go on vacations and they start spending it in the economy, right? So the velocity is turned off. The ultra rich and wealthy buy assets with it. They don't necessarily spend it. You know, remember that trickle down effect, which a lot of people talk about? That doesn't necessarily happen. The velocity starts happening in the middle, upper middle class and middle class. And then eventually the money goes to the poor. And by the time it hits them, you have price inflation. So asset inflation makes the rich richer. By the time it gets to the bottom, it's price inflation. Everything that you need to survive, it's very expensive, like housing, like food, like clothing, very, very expensive. And most of the time they rent from, let's just say, the ultra wealthy, and rents are going up, and they buy from corporations the food owned by the ultra wealthy. And everything else is owned by the ultra wealthy because that's why they bought assets with it. And that's what happened in 2020. That's why you have more billionaires created in 2020 than ever before. That's the game. That's the game of money and wealth summarized through the Cantillon effect. We could go into this. Like I said, I go into this for about 2 hours. I'm the Cashflow Core Builder Program, cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E. But essentially, that's the game of money. And then you've got to create a strategy, build systems and processes with vehicles and tactics. You know, I've shared this framework before. You have to make money, cash creation through your businesses. You have to position it somewhere, cash capture. You deploy it for cash flow and cash flow creation. Then we have cash growth and you protect it. You put a circle around it and protect it through tax strategy, asset protection, and estate planning. If you play the game very, very well, you generate efficient income through your business. You efficient meaning from a tax perspective, pay almost nothing in taxes. You have your business generated. Then you position it in mutual insurance companies through the infinite banking strategy because insurance is the glue of society. It provides a ton of value. So that's why you get guaranteed rights. You get tax-free growth. Your dividends are tax-free. Your policy loans are tax-free and your death benefit goes tax-free to your estate or your beneficiaries. And then you can, through a policy loan, deploy that capital into real estate that provides housing, which allows the benefits of, boom, debt, appreciation, cash flow, and then also benefit from inflation. So that's your strategy. Make money, protect money, multiply money, do it again and protect it through tax strategy, through estate planning, and through asset protection and so forth. So that's what you're essentially doing. You have to be cognizant also of the buckets, of the tax buckets that are at play. There's a tax bucket right now where you pay as you go. There's a tax deferred bucket, which you defer taxes until later, which is a horrible, horrible thing to do. That's where your 401ks and your IRAs fall in. That's why the ultra wealthy don't dabble in tax deferred strategies. They would rather pay as little as tax now, or they go to the third bucket, which is the tax-free bucket. Did you want to say something? Hello? As part of your strategy, you want a capital allocation strategy right now. You know, I talk about the stable of horses where you have your workhorse, which is your US dollar, because US dollar is still the reserve currency of the world. So you still need cash. So you have cash, your workhorse. Then you have your war horse, which is your gold and silver. When the bullets start flying, the world starts falling apart, you want your war horse to just put his or her head down and keep going. That's your gold and your silver. It's been money for centuries. It'll continue to be money for centuries. And in combination with your workhorse, which is your US dollar, your warhorse, which is your gold and silver, you want your show pony, your racehorse, and that is Bitcoin, that is crypto. And the reason why we like that as part of our capital allocation and the ultra wealthy is doing it is because there's a limited supply. So it's a digital store of value. It's very liquid. And also you can decentralize yourself from a collapsing system with Bitcoin by buying it on an exchange, putting it in cold storage, and warehousing it in a safe place the same way that you do with gold and silver. So it's part of the anti-fiat category, as my friend Francis Hunt would say. Gold and silver and Bitcoin is anti-fiat. It is a hedge against fiat currencies, which are all going to zero, right? But you still need your workhorse. You still need your everyday horse, your dollar. You still need that because you still need cash to pay for things in the economy. Then the other strategy is you want to own the business, hold hard assets, and be the bank. You want to be self-reliant. You want to be independent. You want to have control over your income. If you don't have control over your income in this environment, you're going to be in a really bad spot. So if you're working, if you are employed, you want other streams of income. You want income coming from other assets. So you want to diversify an income stream. So that's the very, very big part when it comes to the strategy of own the business. So have diversified income streams, be the business owner, have an independent, self-reliant income source, hold hard assets as part of your capital strategy, right? US dollar, gold and silver, and Bitcoin, and then also invest in other hard assets such as real estate. Things will go up in value when currencies collapse. And then you want the bank. You know, I've talked about being the bank a lot. We talk about why you need to become a banker. There's an entire video series that's available at yourownbankingsystem.com, yourownbankingsystem.com. We put our heart and soul into everything that we publish there. You could learn how to exactly become your own bank, but banks have it figured out. They have a constant flow of deposits. They have low cost of capital. They warehouse capital very, very efficiently. They collateralize capital, which is one of my favorite things to do. And they also know how to leverage that capital, and they create assets that pay them income, and they create symbiotic revenue streams and have multiple profit centers. When have you opened up a bank account and the person helping you opening up that bank account didn't ask you if you wanted a credit card? You want to refi your student loan. You want to refi your mortgage. It's all symbiotic revenue streams and multiple profit centers for the bank. You need that too. And you need that as part of your strategy. Own the business. Have a diversified source of income. Because you, in order to be self-reliant, independent, and free, and play by your own rules, which I know all cash flow ninjas want to be, you need to have an independent source of income. You also want to hold hard assets, and you want to be the bank. And collateralization is the next part of this. I want to talk about that for a little bit. Collateralization essentially is when you take an asset that you have, that and you place it as collateral with a financial institution or insurance company or a bank, and they give you a loan that is secured by that asset which you placed as collateral. Examples of collateralization is, for example, a lot of business owners know that they can place as collateral the assets of the business or the receivable of the business to get access to business loans or business credit lines. So a lot of folks that have businesses already very much familiar with the concept of collateralization. Actually, there's someone in our network, a fellow cash flow ninja, that placed as collateral assets of the business and the receivables of his business to then get a loan and then purchase the real estate from which the business was operating from. So he essentially had a business that was in a building. He placed the assets of the business as collateral and the receivables. He got a loan from a financial institution and he bought the building. And now he owns the building from which the business operates. And there's other tenants in the building too that's paying him rent. So that's an example of using your business as collateral to get access to liquidity. You could do the same thing with real estate. Most people listening to this know how to do that through real estate, right? You could do a home equity line of credit, which uses the equity in the home as collateral to get that line of credit. You can also do a cash out refi. So you can have a piece of real estate that you refinance, you pull out the equity through a cash out refi, you still own the building, and it's still generating cash flow for you, but you now have access to liquidity, cash, to go and buy another building or another hard asset. So you use one asset to acquire another asset without selling the asset that you leveraged. The same thing with stocks can be done. It's called asset-based lending. You can actually place a stock portfolio as collateral and then get liquidity, get a loan secured by that stock portfolio to then go and buy real estate. And as a matter of fact, this is what Elon Musk is doing. So a lot of folks ask why, how does Elon Musk pay zero taxes? So first of all, Elon Musk doesn't pay himself a salary from Tesla or SpaceX or Neuralink, his companies. He has shares, stock. And what we saw looking at the latest filing that Tesla did, Elon actually took $50 billion of his Tesla shares and placed it as collateral and got loans secured by his Tesla stock. So he obviously knows that the Tesla shares will continue to go up. Electrical vehicles is where everything is going. He's very well positioned. He's on the inside. He has political connections. He is basically in bed with the government. He gets a ton of money from the government every single year. So he knows where this whole thing's going. So he feels very comfortable placing his Tesla shares as collateral to then get liquidity and go and acquire more assets. So number one, he doesn't sell those Tesla shares because that would result in a capital gains tax for him. So he misses that. And then number two, the liquidity, the loans that he get placing those shares as collateral is tax-free. And that's why the rich and the ultra-wealthy use this strategy of collateralization. You could do the same thing with CDs at a bank. Actually, fun fact, a mentor of mine 20 years ago did this in the 70s. They would put money in CDs in banks and borrow against those CDs because it was paying double-digit interest rates at that time. So let's just say you put $100,000 in the bank. You get 10% on it in that CD, but obviously it's tied up for 12 months. You go to that same bank and say, hey, Mr. Banker or Mrs. Banker, can I get a loan secured by that $100,000 CD? And the banker would say, absolutely. And they would give you a loan of 90% of the value of that CD. So you get $90,000 at an interest rate, let's just say between 8, 9, and 10%. And you could use that to go buy real estate. Use the cash flow from the real estate to pay back the loan. Now you still have the CDs growing at 10%. You collateralized it and you acquired the real estate leveraging your CD. So you could do that. Of course, everyone knows my favorite strategy to do this with is life insurance. Overfunded whole life insurance policies, a dividend policy, whole life policy with a mutual insurance company structured according to the infinite banking concept. That's where I keep my cash. And that's where a lot of the program members in the Cashflow Core Builder program keep their cash in insurance companies, mutual insurance companies that have stood the test of time over centuries, 100 to 150 years worth of track records. And it's a phenomenal strategy because you fund these policies. It's outside of the Wall Street casino. You have guarantees on the growth in the policy. The dividends are tax-free. You get to take policy loans, which is not taxable. And then your death benefit is passed on tax-free to your beneficiaries or your estate. And you get up to 90%, by the way, of your cash value that you place as collateral. You can access up to 90% in the form of policy loans. Compare that to other vehicles or assets that you might have, it's a lot. For example, you could also collateralize gold and silver, another great strategy, which I love. It's called commodity-backed finance. You could also do it with art. There's a ton of people that's currently doing it with art. There's institutions that will take gold, silver, and expensive art pieces and allow you to place it as collateral and give you up to 50% of the value of the gold and the silver and the art piece in the form of a loan. So only up to 50%. Compare that, for example, with the life insurance, where up to 90% of your cash value you can access through a policy loan. You can also do it with cryptocurrencies. You know, Bitcoin, Ethereum can be staked, and you can actually place it as collateral to get a stable coin loan or a US dollar loan. So you could actually place your Bitcoin as collateral and then get a loan secured by it and then use that liquidity to go and buy real estate. Buyer beware and investors beware. There's a lot of pitfalls with some of these asset classes that I just listed. You have to absolutely understand and know what you're doing at all times. Because, for example, with cryptocurrencies, let's just say you place Bitcoin as collateral, it now pulled back 55%. Guess what? There's going to be margin calls. So you're going to need liquidity to cover those margin calls and place more Bitcoin as collateral to maintain the ratios which you need to maintain with the online lending platform that you have placed your Bitcoin as collateral. So there's a lot of things at play here. You need to absolutely understand the strategy, absolutely know what you're doing at all times, know the risks, do your own research, and absolutely be aware of the downsides, because there's not just rainbows and unicorns, right? In the world of investing, there are actually risks in everything that you're doing. Be aware of them, know how to manage it properly, and know exactly how to protect your downside, because that is what great investors know how to do better than anyone, right? So, we talked a little bit about this collateralization strategy and Elon Musk using it. Michael Saylor from MicroStrategy is talking about this strategy with regards to Bitcoin. And of course, we know a ton of very, very wealthy and influential investors that do this exact same strategy. This is a great, by the way, conversation piece to have if you're raising capital. If you're raising capital for real estate or looking for investors, have a conversation with them about collateralization and the different types of assets that can be collateralized, how it can be collateralized, because that might not only educate your prospective investors, but also they might find out that they have assets that they can leverage to invest with you or in your next deal that they didn't even know that they had. I did a presentation at a live conference a couple of years ago, and there was a gentleman that looked at me funny when I was doing this presentation. He was like, what is this guy with a funny accent saying? But anyway, he came up to me afterwards and he said, MC, I just want to be clear on what you communicated during your presentation. Can I use the cash value in a whole life policy, a dividend-paying whole life insurance policy with a mutual insurance company, can I use that cash value to invest in real estate? And I said, absolutely. And he said, I didn't know that. This policy was set up years ago. And this is an older gentleman. And he said, there's over $1 million in cash value in his policy. So then he essentially found $1 million that he could now deploy and buy investment real estate with. So yeah, it'll definitely, as I mentioned, not just only educate your prospective investor, but also it'll give them an opportunity to think of assets that they have already that they could deploy or leverage against to invest with you. So yeah, so collateralization, the big reason that investors and professional investors not just sell off what they have and then use that liquidity to buy another asset as taxes. And this also gives you the ability to control multiple assets using the same pool of capital. So capital maximization is what I call it. So taxes and capital maximization is the reason why people love the strategy and professional investors use it. So three of my favorite ones, which I share in the Cashflow Core Builder Program, is, as I mentioned, through the infinite banking concept strategy, I love using an overfunded dividend-paying whole life insurance policy with a mutual insurance company and collateralizing the cash value and then use that cash value to deploy and acquire more assets. I love it. I love the infinite banking strategy because the money is guaranteed. The growth is guaranteed. There's tax-free growth on it. The dividends are tax-free. The policy loan that you're getting is not taxable. So I absolutely love it. And essentially, you could set up a private quote-unquote pension for yourself, a tax-free income stream for your retirement. You could set it up through that policy, and it has a death benefit to provide liquidity to your estate. The other one that I love is Midas Banking. I love using gold and silver, placing that as collateral, because there are folks out there that are gold bugs and silver bugs right now, and they think that there is a massive storm coming, and I'm 100% with you. But you can, even while you're waiting, use some of the money that is positioning and capitalizing gold and silver through collateralization and use and leverage that to acquire other hard assets, such as real estate. So I absolutely love that strategy too. And then the crypto strategy, which has a lot of risk, associated with it too, but it can also be very, very powerful because you might have significant capital gains in crypto. Well, you don't have to sell your crypto to buy real estate. You can place it as collateral on a lending platform, get a US dollar denominated loan to go and invest in that piece of real estate. So I love that three, and it ties into my stable of horses philosophy: the cash, which is your workhorse, the gold and silver, which is your war horse, and the crypto, which is your show pony, your fastest horse. The final strategy is take your freedom and intentionally design your life to spec. And that, to have a life that's free right now in an unfree world, you have to intentionally design it. You have to intentionally live every single day, living your freedom, and intentionally do it. Otherwise, you're going to fall into traps. So you have to design it to spec. Wherever we are right now on our journey, wherever you find yourself, your life has been designed exactly to the spec which you've submitted and what you've done, whether it be intentionally or unintentionally. So moving forward, especially with a focus on freedom, you're going to have to intentionally design and intentionally love your life. And some more thoughts on freedom. You know, where we are in the world right now, you're not going to be able to vote yourself into freedom. You're not going to be able to negotiate freedom for yourself. You're not going to be able to beg for freedom, plead, buy it. You're going to have to take it, and you're going to have to do it every single day. And that's why my mission is to help as many people as possible become self-reliant, independent, and free. Because if you have self-reliance through your finances and through money, you're going to be into a position to live life by your own rules and live life the way that you choose to live it. So where we are headed right now globally, in the world, you can still make some money and have independent sources of income, and have several of it, right? Multiple streams of income. Some of them can be symbiotic, but you can have independent sources of income, which allows you to live like a free person and not be dependent on some criminal government out there that really wants you dependent on them. So that will be the final strategy that I would share with regards to that. We talk about this, as I mentioned, a lot in the programs that we've built out intentionally, and we will continue to build out these programs. As I mentioned, I took 93 folks through, this is our first group, through the Cashflow Core Builder Program, where we help them create and build out a personalized and customized strategy to position themselves and their families to be on the right side of the greatest transfer of wealth in human history. We shared with them how they can protect their capital and their cash flow, how they can position themselves within their strategy to be ready for anything that's coming, because anything and everything could happen simultaneously. Be ready for anything that comes our way. And we also shared with them how they can use the models and frameworks that we have, but we shared with them how to create and generate a new paradigm, a new worldview, reevaluate certain belief systems, and then create models and frameworks that they can use to navigate this very, very crazy world that we're living in, the new environment and the new game of money. So we share that in the Cashflow Core Builder program. You can still join us and sign up at cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E. We have a weekly live Q&A call for an hour every Friday with all of our program members all over the United States and all over the globe. It's been one of the most fulfilling things to do, and people have loved it. That's cashflowninja.com/C-O-R-E. And then we also have a crypto course, the 1 week of crypto that we did in the Cashflow Core Builder program. We repositioned that into a crypto-only course in which we share 7 crypto investing strategies. You can join that program at cashflowninja.com/crypto, C-R-Y-P-T-O, cashflowninja.com/crypto. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.